This is Karel van Heerden, and you're listening to the Craving Wolves podcast. On today's very special episode, we'll look a bit into your self-talk and self-love. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Craving Wolves podcast. Today is a very special episode, and why is that? Because this is my first video episode, okay? Of course, on Spotify and Apple and everything, you can't hear or see that, but I am recording a video as I'm doing this podcast. So I'm really excited, and I thought, what better episode to be on episode 20? Let's hit it. So I think it's going to be epic, guys. Let's make it epic and enjoy the show. So today, what I want to talk about is the self-talk that you have with yourself and like self-love in general. And the reason why I want to say this and why it's so important to actually have that self-love and that self-belief and positive self-talk, because there's a lot of negative self-talk that goes on as well. And the reason is because you need yourself, okay? And how do I mean that is that there are going to be a lot of times, and as I explained it, there's going to be times that even though you have a very good support system and you say you have an accountability buddy, you have everything like that, and you don't necessarily going to be with them the whole time, okay? Even if you have a partner, if you have family, kids, friends, whichever, they are there and they are really important. So don't get my point wrong about this, but they are really important, and it's really important to have people you trust first in your life, and just people in general should be in your life. The thing where I say now about yourself is that times when they are not there, okay? If you look back at a lot of things, then there were struggles, and what happened with those struggles is you were alone. And during that struggle, it's not necessarily that you were alone for the complete duration of the struggle or anything like that, but you were alone at certain moments in that struggle. Now, you don't want to be alone in that moment. So what's going to happen? Your self-talk is going to be, okay, let's get a distraction. Okay, so not necessarily that usually there was something that bothered you and the distraction was alcohol and you used to drink to get that distraction out. Of course, that's not always the case, but now you said, okay, I'm done with alcohol. Okay, and your friends help you, you have an accountability buddy, don't drink, it's really good. So well done for making that step and saying, listen here, I don't want to drink anymore. Now, the time is going to come where you're going to sit by yourself, you're going to be by yourself, and then your brain will say, listen here, you need some alcohol. Of course, you are strong-willed because you had a good why, you have a good reason for stopping, and then you're going to be okay. So let me find a different distraction. And then you go and you play some music, or maybe get a different bad habit, something, a different substance. That's hopefully not the case. But then your self-talk is going to say, listen here, let's get a different distraction. And sometimes without you even realizing it. Because it's not necessarily that you be like, okay, I choose to start doing this. Say eating. You know, I eat clean, and sometimes I find myself when I have a bad moment, I'm not in the best mood or anything like that, then I start chowing a lot. And the thing is, it's not the worst thing in the world. And we're going to get to that part as well with self-talk and all these things. You need to then tell yourself, listen here, we need to have a conversation, okay? Because then, like, you need to still try to avoid that distraction. And actually, that part, that thing that wants or that makes you crave distraction, you need to address that. So you need to go and say, listen here, this happened and I'm not very happy about this and there's nobody around but you. So talk to yourself and then address the issue at the core. Okay? So those moments when you are alone is really important. And there were a lot of times, there's still, it's a big thing, guys. I'm not standing here, I do it perfectly and it is easy. It's not. Okay. I'm still working on it. There's people that I know that is also struggling with the same concept. And it's just, it gets difficult. Okay. But that is the thing that you need to do. You need to have that self-talk and say, listen here, I'm not happy about what happened. Okay. This is why I'm not happy. This is what we can do to avoid it in the future. But have that talk with yourself, because the thing is, if you're going to be in that moment and say, yo, I need somebody else, you are going to become too dependent on that somebody else. And the thing is, even though it is hard, it's not easy always just sitting with yourself. Some people have it zen and they can just boom, they just smash it, which is amazing. Well done. But some people really struggle with it. And I know for me, I'm really quick to find distractions. So I want to say a thing that helps me thinking about it and that time that I need to sit with myself is, look who was there during your whole life. It was you. Okay? Which is a cool concept for me, because then I never thought of it like this. And the other day, like doing some reading, getting this concept, also listen to speeches and videos and, you know, all the media, all the distractions that I use. And I get to this point that you were always there for you. And I thought of it. And then there were times that, of course, drinking, let's stay on the drinking subject. There was times that I wanted to drink, but there was nobody around. Yes, I had an amazing support system, and like my sister really helped me out. Thanks, sis. Again, I love you. The thing is, like, I had that support system, but there were still times that I was alone. Okay? And who got me through that alone time? It was me, because it was literally only me who was there. So there was that time that I had to tell myself, listen here, you don't want to drink, okay? It's maybe you're feeling shit now, but it's going to be better, okay? And then, like, literally, that helped me a lot. But when I came to the realization that I am there for me, okay? And I want to hammer on that, because it's really important that you start having that positive self-talk and the self-love, because you will always be there, okay? And if you're not going to have the positive self-talk with yourself, it's going to be really difficult. Because if you're going to have a negative self-talk, then you're going to start working against yourself. And if you work against yourself, you're not going to end up where you want to end up. It's going to be quite difficult. And what I really want to say, guys, is even though it's really difficult, start building a habit of being real with yourself and talking good to yourself. Okay. There's so many things that you can do and that you can change about yourself, but you need to identify it and you need to say, listen here, I want to change this, make that decision. But the thing is, there's a lot of people, like, when you say, I'm trying to stop smoking, when you already stopped smoking, that is not good, guys. You need to say, I am not a smoker anymore. So identify yourself as not a smoker, and you need to tell yourself that first of all, and then you need to tell other people that as well. So, you know, when you have that conversation in the mirror and you stopped with something or you want to stop with something, and just, you know, make that decision and tell yourself, listen here, we are stopping with this because we are not, I'm stopping with smoking because I am not a smoker anymore. Okay. Don't say try or anything like that. Really do. I don't know who said it, but it was a really cool. My friend gave me a statement the other day, and he's like, do or don't do. There's no try, which was really cool. If anybody, like, hit me up in the comments, let me know about it. If you know exactly who that statement was made by, thank you. And so that self-love, guys, really, you need to be focused on what you say to yourself. Okay. And this was, it was difficult for me because there's a lot of things that I used to say, okay, I'm doing this. And also, like, when you give yourself that end date and then you tell yourself, okay, it's fine, just till then, you know, then I did like the drinking part where I said, okay, I'm going to stop for a month. And then after the month, okay, then I started again. But then during the month, it's a bit flawed. Of course, it's a lot better. It's not just like, you know, it's better to do it for a month, but to be able to be consistent, you need to tell yourself that it's not just for a month. Okay, I stopped completely. And a thing that I read the other day was really cool, and it's almost sober, it's still not sober. So, you know, it's all or nothing. If you say, okay, listen here, I'm not a drinker anymore, and you can't do it cold turkey, then you just say, okay, I'm not a drinker anymore. And then you start to drink 1, 2, 3, like less every day. And the same with cigarettes, with substance, with maybe a habit. Then you say, listen here, I am not somebody that presses the snooze alarm. Okay, you tell yourself that, listen here, I will not press the snooze alarm. And then you need to respect yourself. Okay, because that's the other part that also happens is you're going to say, yes, I'm not going to do it. And the next day you go and you press the snooze button. Then, like, in your subconscious, you're telling yourself no. And then you don't have any respect for yourself. And then after a while, you're going to say, okay, I need to do this, which is really important. And then you're not going to do it. So you need to focus on not lying to yourself or not respecting your decisions or anything like that. So it is important what you tell yourself. Even if it is verbally, like literally saying it out loud, or if it's just like that thought that you get and saying, I am not the guy that presses the snooze alarm. But then you need to stick with it. And if you stick with it and stay consistent, you'll see after a while, you don't even think about it anymore. You just don't press the snooze alarm anymore. And when life happens, it'll be easier then to still not press the snooze alarm. Because if you, like I always hammer on this, it's really important to stand up the same time. Regardless of how you sleep, regardless of anything, stand up the same time. So you get into a habit of standing up, and then later during the day, if you still feel like really shit and you need to sleep, take a nap, plan it out, do what you need to do, but stand up the same time, get up, get after it, make it epic, because live your life. If you get up the same time, you can start with your habits. You have your non-negotiables. You're going to say, listen here, I need to do this in my life. Okay, I need to take a cold shower because X, Y, Z. Okay, and then you say to yourself, you are a guy that says that takes cold showers. Okay, you are that guy. And then identify yourself like that. Talk to yourself and say, yes, I am doing this. I'm going to do it. I am doing this. Like, try to say you're already doing it, even though you haven't started with it yet, but you're going to say, boom, I'm already doing it. You know, like, start building your subconscious to tell him shit that, listen here, I am in charge, not you. I'm in charge, and this is how the story is going to go. And you need to keep on repeating to yourself this and this and this. And as well, guys, it's not just a talk. You need to take action on top of that. Okay, there's coming an action episode in the future, which it changed my life. But first the talk, then the action. And this is, of course, referring to self-talk. Guys, I'm not saying when you get excited, you get a goal in life and you're like, oh, cool, I have a goal. And then you go out and you talk to everybody and what goal you have. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? Like in that case, if you have a goal and everything, maybe share it with one or two people which is really close to you, but otherwise nobody needs to know. Okay, there you first need to take action. And then later you can tell people, listen here, I started a podcast. I started making videos for a podcast, something like that, you know? So this is referred to self-talk, like talk to yourself, but then also take action, you know? And when you tell yourself, listen here, I already did it. Then you're going to start believing yourself and then you're going to start chasing after that so that you can be like, ah, I need to honor my word because I already said I'm going to do it. So now I'm going to do it. Finished. And then, of course, honor your word. Honor your word to yourself. So the thing is, the self-talk that helps me is now I get up in the morning and I literally go stand and watch myself in the mirror. Because I was struggling with these things, guys, and I had negative self-talk, which we'll get into. But so now I stand in the mirror and I'd be like, listen here, what's good? Okay, you woke up. Boom, boom. You're breathing. You're healthy. Like, and then I just start saying, all right, all these things that I have. Be grateful, guys. Like, really, there's a lot to be grateful in the world. A lot. And look what they are, focus on them. And when you have that self-talk and you say, listen here, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And you don't have to thank someone. Just thank anything. Like, just thank yourself, you know? So have that talk. For me, it helps, guys. Of course, you don't have to do it. But, you know, go in the morning, listen here. And this, I haven't even tried this because, as I said, it was so long ago that I stopped smoking and drinking, you know, but I can actually tell myself in the morning, if I'm having a bad day, if I'm having a bad feeling, you know, tell yourself, listen, yeah, you stopped with this. I can tell myself, Coral, you stopped drinking, you stopped smoking. Is it easy? No, it's not, but you did it and it's well done, you know, and then how can I build on this? Okay. I want to stop something else. I have a list on my wall, which is good wolf, bad wolf list, so that I can see, listen here, this is what I'm not happy with, this is what I'm happy with. And then also having that talk with yourself to say, listen here, this is what I'm happy with and this is what I'm not happy with. And being honest with yourself is really important. Don't go and break yourself down, because that can happen as well. That can happen really bad, because then you say, okay, I still have this bad habit, and then you start beating yourself up because you have this bad habit. Don't do that. Okay, that is, it's toxic, and it, you do not end up in a very beautiful state of mind after that. I spiral often, and it becomes with a little talk. Okay, so then I will do something, I'll have a bad feeling, and then my brain starts to say, listen here, but this happened and that happened and that happened. And then it just goes into the negative. And then if your self-talk is going to be like, okay, yeah, it did happen. We did look at it. Then just you go down spiraling and it's not good. So when that happens, tell yourself, listen, yeah, I do not think like that. I think positive. Or when you see yourself eating when you shouldn't eat or something like that, just say, hey, it's not me. It's not me. It's not, we don't do that. Then you speak to yourself. Speak to yourself in multiple, like F 20 personalities. You know, go crazy with it. But the thing is, focus on what you say to yourself, especially in these times when you are 100% alone. Okay. And the thing is that you also need to realize is in that moment, when you are alone, that is not the case for your life. It's not that you are alone in life. Okay? There are people out there that give a fuck about you. Okay? There are people that want to help you. There are people that will support you. There are probably people supporting you. It's just in that moment, your self-talk is going to go to you're alone. Nobody wants to help you. Nobody cares about you. And guys, that's when you need to tell yourself, listen, yeah, shut the fuck up. I am not like that. Okay? I have people. And then you can again go back to the gratitude and then see who in your life, who are you really grateful for in your life? Okay? I have a lot of people in my life, and there's times quite recently, guys, that I sat down and I got that feeling like, oh fuck, I'm alone, nobody cares, nobody wants, no. And literally I have to tell myself, shut the fuck up, bro. Because there are a lot of people that care for me, and I had to tell myself that repeatedly, just to make sure that, listen, yeah, that negative shit going on in your head, it's only in your head. So get it out. And have that good talk with yourself, guys. So be careful with this negative self-talk. That's an important part. Be careful with negative self-talk, because it can really spiral out of control, and it affects you in so many ways that you don't even realize it. I used to say so many times, and there's a lot of people that can confirm this, but I used to say so many times that, listen, yeah, I'm the fat guy. I'm the fat guy. I do that. And, yeah, you know, the fat guy is here again. And then the other day, I saw myself saying that again. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm working my ass off not to be the fat guy. Okay. Regardless if I'm fat or not, I'm not going to speak about myself like that. I'm not going to speak to myself like that. So then, you know, when you catch yourself saying negative things about yourself, say, I'm not like that. Okay. I'm positive. I speak positive things into my life. Okay. So that self-talk, self-love, it's really important, guys, because for that moment that you are alone, if you don't have a good self-love and self-awareness and a good self-talk, it can really become really bad really quickly. Okay. Not even to talk about just that you might probably end up using that substance again, which you don't want to use. It can be a lot worse and a big effect on your mental health. So work on it so that you can have that positive self-talk. Okay. Try to do it. Let's hear it for the habit of the week as well. Try to, when you wake up in the morning, try to look in the mirror and say, listen, yeah, you're amazing, you are doing good. And just list a few things that, you know, you're doing good. And if you can't find anything, stand there till you can, because there are things that you do good in the world. If you only do bad shit in the world, you don't only do bad things in the world. Clark Punt 8, your brain will tell you maybe, and then you can't think of it. Then do something, you know, take a cold shower, go out for a walk, do something, and leave all distractions behind. Don't be on your phone, don't message people, don't listen to music, nothing. Just be with yourself and then walk around and say, okay, listen here, at the moment, I can't find out what I am doing good. And then you walk around and be with yourself and really think, you know, go through the day. Listen here, what did I do yesterday? What did I do last month? Where did I do good things? Because you can find it easily, guys. And then also what you can be grateful for. A thing that really helps is if you walk outside, go into nature. There's a lot of things to be grateful for in nature. Nature is beautiful. I mean, you woke up to see that. So be grateful that you woke up. Be grateful that you can breathe. Okay? There's so many things. So that self-talk, guys, really focus on it. Focus on saying positive things about yourself, to yourself, and then you build yourself up like that. So make sure you do that. and it will really go good. So smash it, guys. Make it epic. And this was really cool. So for the video, guys, please like, subscribe to the channel and hit the bell icon. For the podcast, also subscribe on Apple. It really helps a lot. On Spotify, put on the notifications. Then every time I release on Monday, 2 o'clock in the Netherlands, when I release an episode, it'll come to you and it'll tell you, listen here, this guy released another episode. So let's get it going. I want to thank you very much for listening to the Craving Wolves podcast. I really appreciate it. And I want to say thank you very much for all the patrons that is on my channel that really support me. I really appreciate it, guys. Keep it up. Go strong. And then also, guys, just in general, thank you for being you. Okay. Thank you for talking wonderful with yourself, and thank you for having a positive self-talk. So stay safe, stay strong, and most of all, stay unique.